welcome to Dish Nation. Shoey, big homie, what's going on today?
Hey, yo, Camila Cabello said she had a ticket to the head before getting with Shawn Mendes. We'll explain.
And is Lisa Rinna out here, honey, auditioning boyfriends for her daughter, Amelia Hamlin?
Ooh, now Brad is out today, but we got our West Coast family with us, Heidi and Frank. What's going on?
Hey, what's
Before we get started, not sure if you all noticed the bottom left of your screens. Yeah, that's a 10. This week, we started our 10th season. So congratulations, everybody. Wow. 10 seasons.
Hey,
yes. Woo-hoo. We made it. So Heidi, now, what are we starting with today?
Well, Sherry, she's been one of our favorite topics all 10 seasons. This is about Kim Kardashian. Little Northwest is out here trolling her mom.
Kim was showing off some new products on Instagram Live, and Northwest, I love this little girl because kids are honest. She had a reaction to her mom's, quote, influencer voice. Check it out.
Why do you talk different?
Why do I talk different for what?
When for
I,
your videos.
For my videos, I'm the same human being. I don't talk different. How do I talk different? Guys.
Guys! So today I got this new mask and these new bronzers. I got this.
Is that what I sound like?
She told the family secrets. You never supposed to tell the family secrets.
She stuck with that lie. What do you mean I talk different? I don't talk different. I talk the same. I talk contour. North's like, no.
It's like Kim even lost herself there for a second. She's like, I don't talk any different. You're talking different now.
Right.
Well, first date jitters are the worst, and Camila Cabello said she had them pretty bad before sealing the deal with both Shawn Mendes. So, while promoting her new film, Cinderella, with James Corden, the singer revealed that she was so nervous about her first date with Shawn and that she had to take 2 shots to the head. Y'all gotta listen to this.
Didn't you used to sing one of Adina's songs
Defying
in preparation?
Defying gravity, in preparation for like dates, like for life.
For dates?
Well, you would sing...
I swear to God, before Shawn and I's first date, I was so nervous. I took 2 tequila shots and sang Defying Gravity.
No. Are you serious?
I swear to God.
So cute.
Well, the best part of the story is that she said her dad poured her the 2 shots
of tequila. This is so you with your daughter.
My daughter goes out on dates, I pour myself 2 shots of tequila.
I don't want to know anything. I want to numb the pain.
But yeah, is it cool? I mean, does he get like Pop Award of the Year for helping her pregame a little bit?
Fair. Is there like a song or something that y'all might play, honey? I mean, on a first date or something like that? I mean, because I always play I'm Coming Out. So is there any other song?
Hey, Gary, I love you. I don't think you need to play it.
You don't think so?
You're a living trailer. They already know what the movie's about.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll start playing Upside Down Your Turn Me then, because I love that for the curve.
There you go, Gary.
When it's me and my wife's date night, I'll play I Touch Myself, because that's how usually it ends up.
I touch myself.
But at least it's nothing more embarrassing y'all than walking down the red carpet at a prestigious, honey, event and looking crazy. I mean, Heidi, think about this. Well, Selena Gomez, honey, is claiming that while at the 2018 Met Gala, honey, she had no idea that her lovely tan had turned orange, y'all. Now, she said the tanning lotion looked really good when she left for the event, but then she says, quote, as the evening kept going on, it's getting a little darker and darker, and I didn't notice it.
Wow.
She said, I looked at a photo of myself when I sat down, and I'm completely orange. Oh, my God.
Wow. Is that what happens?
It really happened, and baby, Selena went on to say that she knew the tabloids would eat her alive, and then the memes were everywhere. But she had a sense of humor about it, even posting a video of her allegedly running to her car after she saw the pictures. It is crazy, because I know how you say it happened, Heidi. Somebody, I was going to the VMA Awards or something like that, and somebody put all of this stuff on my legs to make my legs glow brown. And I said to them, is this going to come off? And they said, no. Queen Latifah was was hosting a party afterwards, and she had white leather couches, and I sat down, it looked like I pooped.
Oh.
White is always involved. I swear to God, white is no good. I was wearing white pants, this white vest, and I had gotten bronze at day, because I was going to a big charity event, and I said the same thing to the girl. I said, I have like a white vest and white pants. This won't, like, if I get hot or sweaty. She goes, you're going to be fine. And you know, at events like that, they're crowded. I was speaking. I was going to be nervous. Wow. And I started to sweat. And much like your poop situation, Sherry, I got the swamp ass, as they say.
I had
like orange streak down the crack of my butt in these white pants. And I had a charity event. I look like the charity case.
Heidi.
Awful.
Oh, no.
I don't do that anymore.
It looked like Chester Cheeto showed up to host.
All right, y'all. Scott Disick and Amelia Hamlin have called it quits, and Lisa Rinna couldn't be happier.
So
now,
happy.
Rumor has it that Lisa is already out here searching for her daughter Amelia's next man and taking applications. But only movie stars can apply. So this tea out there in these Beverly Hills streets is that Lisa wants her daughter Amelia to marry a movie star, kind of like she did, and kind of have a similar pattern. Now, source also said she is on a reality show and has great respect for reality stars, but that does not mean that she wants her daughter to date one.
Okay.
And they also said that Lisa was very careful and not be too aggressive about Amelia calling it quits with Scott because she didn't want to push her closer to him. Because, you know, sometimes you'll do the opposite of what your parents want you to do. But she's thrilled about the breakup.
Scott shot himself in the foot with the whole fiasco with Kourtney Kardashian and tweeting and DMing everybody about her. And then the daughter was able to see that Scott did was an ass on his own without her mother's help. So that was a good move, Lisa Rinna.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
As you're talking and she's saying she wants a movie star, I'm thinking, I don't know exactly how old he is, but I think Zac Efron, no baggage, no ex, you know, women, wives, no kids, maybe. Nothing like that.
How about that toothless kid from Stranger Things?
Did his big teeth come in yet? All right.
I think he's 37.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like singer Beck and Marissa Rabizi's divorce has finally reached a settlement. That's always good news.
Mm-hmm.
Beck will be strolling away from his 15-year marriage with some treasured Banksy artwork. That's got to be worth something.
Yeah.
And most of their real estate. He's taking the loss on the household minivan. She's taking the minivan.
Oh, no.
Is that a joke?
No. She's really taking it. Yeah, according to legal docs, Marissa's getting 5 Banksy pieces plus some bank accounts, over $18,000 in spousal support, and the family minivan, which is a 2014 Honda Odyssey.
Sweet. But they fought over that.
Let me tell y'all something. I don't know if anybody has ever driven a Honda Odyssey. Those are good minivans.
She did get a sweet deal because in the deal, I guess if he makes over $1.7 million a year, that $18,000 spousal support goes up. So even though they're not together anymore, if he's more successful after they're not together, she's like, "Oh, you made $2 million.
No,
I get $20,000
a month.
Y'all.
That's a lot of
Who
money."
Who was his lawyer in the divorce? Because he got the worst deal out of this.
Sherry, when you got divorced, Sherry, did you have to give up something that you wanted to keep?
Damn. Mm.
Oh yeah. Because my ex husband wanted my bed. He wanted the bed, and I said, "You wasn't the only one in it. I'm not giving you my bed." So I got to keep it. I did get to keep it. I was like, I hate to break it to you. That was a teak bedroom set, and I paid a lot of money for that bedroom set, so I had it before I got married.
I'm surprised you loved it, but that big brown outline stain.
No, that didn't happen then.
You know where her ex-husband's sleeping now? In a Honda Odyssey.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Hey, don't sleep on the Honda Odyssey.
Don't ever ask for my bedroom set. I will break you down.
All right, y'all. Up next, Regé Jean Page may have left Bridgerton, but he still has the manners of a duke. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Now, imagine one of us leaving the show and shortly after being kicked out of the work group chat. That'd be pretty embarrassing, right?
I would be hurt.
Well, Regé Jean Page told GQ that he is no longer in the Bridgerton group chat, but it was his choice. He said he respectfully exited. Mm. Now, he didn't want to put them in an awkward situation where they had to kick him out. Mm. What y'all think?
If I left Dish, would y'all kick me out of the group chat?
Chewy, we wouldn't kick you out. That's just like, I wanted to ask a question. Y'all know if Portia's still on the chat line? I mean, if she's still in the Dish Nation chat group?
She's still
responding, I think.
Yeah, she leaves us on red.
Well, here's the grimy part, though. A lot of times, Sherry, people don't even get kicked out of the group chat. They just start another group chat without you.
Yeah. I've done that.
But see, here's the problem with somebody like me, because I'm ADD. We start another group chat without Portia. Then I accidentally text a text to the chat with Portia in it going, so are they looking at this place? Is Kenya Moore coming? Yeah. Is she going to co-host? Now it's just a big blow up because Kenya Moore coming on to co-host. Now I got to call Portia and be like, oh, wow. Shoot.
There you go.
But anyway, child, moving on, honey. Now, loving hip-hop Atlanta stars Rashida Baby and Kirk Frost has social media talking, honey. Now, when Rashida posted y'all a video of Kirk telling her she needs, honey, to go on a diet, baby. Take a look at this man.
Wow.
Go over, you know, resumes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then...
time for a diet.
Shut up.
What do you say?
Time for a diet, dude. What you get to?
To have your husband tell you when you're working so hard that you need to lose weight, it's just such a slap in the face.
Yeah, I would.
And especially when your husband has multiple times publicly cheated on you. I mean, it's just like, wow. Yeah. That's
and
a lot.
We'll do that to women, too. But they say the only diet she needs to go on is losing his cheating ass. They say, honey, she could lose a lot of weight, baby, honey, if she let him go.
I love it when men tell you you got to lose weight, and then you look at the men and go, you telling me I need to lose weight?
Right.
What about your stomach?
I would never.
Why is that that men always want the physical perfection from their lady, but you don't look at your girth and stomach hanging over your drawers as you sitting there watching
TV farting?
Because
they like to keep y'all down, Sherry.
Like, sometimes, you know, the best thing is to do, like, hey, come to the gym with me.
There you
as
go.
As opposed to saying
right.
you need to lose
there
weight.
You go.
The
there
only
you go.
Time it's okay to tell your spouse something like that if you're trying to, like, speed up the divorce proceedings. Because, yo, they never would take that lightly.
But a damn right. man can have a stomach covering up everything, got to lift it to find it, but he'll tell a damn woman that she fat, honey. Women crazy. I wouldn't listen to that. Say, first of all, when you find that, lift that damn loofah to find that little bitch that you sitting up under there, honey, then you tell
what?
Me.
Not a loofah.
What is happening?
The loofah. What's the loofah?
Or whatever you call it.
All right, guys, you know that feeling of traveling to a destination where you don't know the language? It can be challenging to accomplish even the simplest of tasks. Now, it looks like when I travel to Mexico, I'm going to need to bring the homie Chewy with me because he knows the language.
I got you, bro. I got you.
And I want to come too, honey. Oh, yeah, please let me go. I want to come too. Boom, boom, boom.
All right, so it's a family vacay, but thankfully it is Babbel, the number one language learning app. Through Babbel's bite-sized lessons, you'll learn new language skills that you could actually use in the real world. Babbel is a travel essential. And I love Babbel because it takes 15 minutes to go through the lessons, and it makes it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Now, I'm currently learning Espanol with Babbel, and you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, German. So go ahead and start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. And right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. So that's 6 months for the price of 3. Just go to Babbel.com and use the promo code DISH. That's BABBEL.com, code DISH. Babbel, language for life.
Muy bien, head crack. I'm going to hit you up with some Espanol right now, brother. ¿Cómo se dice second dish debate en Espanol? I got it. En unos minutitos vamos a tener un segundo dish debate. ¿Quieres una junta con Jay-Z o $500,000? I know what I would choose, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Will.
Hey. Sherry.
Okay, y'all. Okay. Chewy, it looks like Venus Williams does not plan to slow down anytime soon, no matter how many times she is asked. So during a recent interview, Venus shared that she is facing pressure to settle down in a more traditional way with a significant other and children. Now, Venus said, I have a lot of friends who don't believe me when I say that I like my life and I don't want to change it for any reason. I'm not desperate and they don't believe me. They say things like, you're gonna miss your window. I'm like, please relax. You might feel this way, but I don't. I promise you, I don't.
She don't. She does not.
I don't know. I would say to Venus, I know this is your baby, but you can only be married to your career for so long. Take it from auntie. You get married to your career, then you look up one day and you like, damn, I'm really not getting, my career is good, but I would like somebody to share it with.
And I share it in a divorce court too, honey. No, ma'am. She'll share it in a divorce court. She doing good. Sherry, I don't believe you're advocating her for that.
Yeah, everything is not a divorce, Gary. You can't be bitter and not believe in love just because you've been through it twice. is still, you can find love.
She's still got plenty of time for somebody to shoot her club up.
I don't know. We do have a window, HK. We have a uterus and ovaries. Do. After,
yeah, you
know,
you do.
Didn't Janet Jackson just drop a baby at 50, though?
Us. I think it's easier for us as men because we're not really on a timeline, but y'all are like, y'all got a
HK, you can have a baby at 90 years old. You can give somebody a baby. A woman, them eggs get powdery. No, but I'm saying
Janet Jackson had a baby at 50.
And Sarah had one at 89.
Yeah, but that's debatable. Naomi Campbell was at 54, but I'm telling you, it's still a window. Mm. You don't want your baby having six heads and nine fingers. It's just a window, is all I'm saying.
Thank you, Sherry, for the visual.
That was nice. All right, now moving on. It's Feisty Friday, so let's have another dish debate. So it seems a question has gone super viral on social media, and Roc Nation mogul Jay-Z is at the center of the convo.
Ooh.
Now, as artists and fans debate, which is more valuable, a conversation with Jay or 500K? What do y'all think? If you had the option, to go to dinner with Jay-Z or get 500,000.
Give me $500,000.
Y'all saying 500K, but I would say this man, if you had a conversation with Jay-Z, a mogul, you automatically getting his wife's advice too, which is way more than 500,000, because they gonna teach you how to be a billionaire, a mogul, which is way more than 500,000.
This is not a seminar. It's just dinner.
That is a
seminar. He's gonna
seminar.
Probably like, pass the bread, bro.
He'd probably be late to dinner. Probably be on his phone. I don't know.
People gonna keep interrupting y'all dinner, taking pictures with him and stuff.
Right.
Chewy, I'm telling you, I would rather sit up under Jay-Z and de facto Beyonce to learn how to be a mogul and to learn how to make 10 times as much as the $500,000, because they're going to show you how to do it.
So what if the stipulation was Jay-Z is taking you to dinner to the last place you ate at? Where would y'all end up at?
Oh, my God.
IHOP. IHOP with pancakes. Or the Waffle House. I was at the Waffle House. I have pork sausage with some cheese eggs and a raisin toast.
What did I have?
We're going to be in the drive-thru at Hardee's.
Dish Nation. All right, since this is the last story of the day, it's time for Dish Is It. We're still working on the production elements. All right, so check this out. It's a pretty cool story. Last Friday, these two guys were sitting at Fenway Park.
Sweet.
They were at a Boston Red Sox game. They strike up a conversation. As you do, you sit next to somebody, you start chit-chatting. Well, these two strangers decided to purchase raffle tickets. And their deal with each other was, if we win, we split the winnings.
Sweet!
But they ended up winning. They won $18,000.
Nice. That's
these
awesome.
These two strangers.
That's
now I'm thinking.
Sweet. That's so sweet.
I bought you one beer and a hot dog at Fenway Park.
It does get very expensive.
What's the craziest thing or what's the craziest encounter you've ever had with a stranger, y'all? Like, have you won money like this? What's up?
The other day, I was driving on the 101 freeway out here in Los Angeles, and this guy tries to merge onto the freeway, and I allowed him to do that.
You did not. No. It did not happen.
It was the nicest thing done in LA traffic in the last 50 years.
We're taking your LA card away, bro. You're not supposed to let that happen.
I don't believe it.
You're supposed to honk and flip him off.
I love that.
I know.
Frank got Jesus in his heart. I love you.
You never see that out here.
Cherry, don't get it twisted. He devil in there, too.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.